From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Intel Corporation, committed to inspiring ingenuity and educational excellence in the next generation of innovators.
As I pulled up to my local video outlet, I noticed that a gaggle of teenagers were hanging outside the door in a purposeful kind of way. Shoot, I thought to myself, they're going to ask me to buy some bad quality chocolate to raise money for their school. Like most people, I don't like being charity pitched street side. It brings up a weird mixture of guilt, anger, and compassion that I prefer to avoid. Sure enough, the teenagers were from West Oakland, raising money for their basketball team. I'm sorry, I don't give money to people I don't know, I said, as I ducked into the store. As I perused the shelves for a suitable kiddie film for my 6-year-old, I reflected on the lameness of my excuse. If I don't give to people I don't know, I pretty much never donate money to anyone from West Oakland, or Richmond, or most developing countries, for that matter. And if people like me don't give money to people they don't know, how are folks who live in hard-pressed communities supposed to raise money for their schools, food banks, and other charities? From each other? As a middle-class white guy, I'm privileged to know a lot of people who might do me a favor. If I needed to, I could probably get a meeting with my congresswoman, get access to a renowned medical specialist, or cajole a bank to give me a somewhat risky loan. That kind of access is valuable, though many of us take it for granted. Most people don't have it. If we're going to live in a just world, those of us who have resources have an obligation to give to those who don't. If my excuse is that I don't know them, which is really code that I don't know if I can trust them, then I have two choices. I can either get to know people who are less privileged than me, or I can take a risk and give money to strangers. When I came out of the video store, I handed the teenager $5 for a piece of chocolate I knew I wasn't going to eat. I still don't really know who he is and how exactly the money will be used. But I'd rather take my chances that something good will happen with my donation than do nothing at all. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Moss.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at acura.com.